God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Of the Bible. It is not an essential doctrine. Tithing is like tongues. Speaking in tongues is not an essential doctrine. It's normal to the kingdom of God. It's like when you are a citizen of Ghana. And you want to walk on the streets of Accra. You are not expected to learn anything special before. So it is not an essential knowledge to walk on the streets. It's something that is normal for everybody who can walk on the streets. If you buy a car, you just register and start driving it. It demands a license. If you have, you can drive. But if you want to work at the presidency, it requires a process and procedures. You want to be a minister of state in Ghana, you have to be appointed. And you need to qualify. Sometimes you can be appointed by the president, but you'll be denied because you lack qualification by the authority that approves. So tithe, you don't need any approval from anybody to do it. And that is why it makes it non-essential doctrine. Tongue speaking is the language of the spirit of Christians. If you want to speak, believe and begin to speak. It doesn't demand any special certification that we have set up a Bible school for tongue speakers. If you desire to speak in tongues, you go to that school for 6 months. After that, you speak in tongues. If you are not careful, you will be speaking the language of demons. Because it is received by faith. It's just like somebody who says, I'm a child of God, but I don't believe in miracles. It's not essential doctrine. We can't force you. It's not by force. It's one of the pleasantries of the kingdom. The pleasures of the kingdom. The goodies of the kingdom. But when we talk about essential doctrine, till Christ be formed in you, there is a process and procedures. You need to understand it. I want to show you something. Because the reason why I'm saying that is that tithe in the fundamental account was actually given unto a class of people. Lord, help me to dissect this word for the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. See, I'm a citizen of heaven. Look at your neighbor and say, fellow citizen of God. You dwell in the temple of God. You need to have temple understanding. Tell your neighbor, you are the temple of the living God. And you dwell in God. And God dwells in you. In Jesus' name. Say amen to that. So we began last week to look into when we say something is holy and dedicated to God, what it means. If tithe is also dedicated and the Lord calls it holy, then also it's dedicated to God. So the rest of your income or your livelihood becomes what? Holy. That is what makes the devourer not to touch it. That is the reason. But we want to go deeper into some things here. Tithe is a principle, like alms, like offerings. Tithe is also a principle like prayer, all of that. But tithe comes under the principle of prosperity, financial prosperity. It comes under it. Thank you, Lord. So I want to talk about the basis for this establishment. The basis for the establishment of tithe. The fundamental knowledge of tithe. Last week we looked into Abraham. When he was Abraham. Abraham was not a Levite. Levi was in the loins of Abraham. At the time that Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High, met him and he paid his tithe unto him. Abraham had not yet given birth to Isaac. He had not yet given birth to what? Jacob. Jacob had not yet given birth to the 12 sons, of which Levi came from. But, I want people to be clear on this knowledge. But Abraham paid a tithe. And he was not a congregation. He was only a person. Did God then need money? That is why he had to send an entourage to follow the high priest, who is also the king of Salem, Melchizedek, to appear on the earth realm to receive the tithe of Abraham and give him bread and wine. Melchizedek was not a Levite either. He was a different priest. He was a high priest in the kingdom of God. He is in the heavens. No human being had ever seen him before. But the Bible says, God says, I will make a covenant between me and you, Abraham. And in you, all the nations of the world shall be blessed. God began to talk to Abraham about in him all the nations of the world will be blessed. Before the Lord began even to say, in you and your seed, because in you, inside of you is found your seed. Every man's seed is inside of him. Every man's child is inside of you. You need a fertile field to plant the seed, for it to be nurtured and grow. So when we see, we can see that this seed is a product of this man. The same way the promise of God was unto Abraham. Levi had not come. Melchizedek is not a Levite. But he came to the Ethereum to receive the tithe of Abraham. That means the fundamental knowledge and understanding of tithe is not to enrich anybody, but rather a principle that was exceeding great riches for the people of God. Please, I want you to understand that. Abraham's tithe could not make Melchizedek rich. The people who live in the heavens don't need your physical money to be rich. They live by a different set of rules. But it was very imperative that God would send Melchizedek to appear on the earth so that the principle of tithing shall be what? Established. So the fundamental principle of tithe is not to make anybody rich. It is not even to put any food on any table for anybody. But the fundamental principle of tithe is to get a record in heaven that some people are the seed of God. Some people are the seed of Abraham. And that some people have a covenant with God.
and the covenant testament is being adhered to. So what is it then about the mystery behind tithes? Unless we go deeper to understand it. Because Abraham's tithes could not make Melchizedek rich. That means the people of this age are getting the knowledge of tithes wrong. Who taught Abraham about tithes? When we never heard tithes from Adam. We never heard tithes from Seth. We never heard tithes from Noah. But when after the flood, the people had done atrocities, and the Bible said the whole earth was filled with violence, and God destroyed the earth with water. So the earth standing out with 8 people out of water, they began life again. The Lord wishing and trying to what? Sustain the people that he has chosen and had covenant with upon the earth, chose Abraham and said, in you and your seed, all the nations of the world who will come from you will be blessed. Now that is the reason why the Bible says, those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Zobragada has it is. So, you are connected to be a seed or to be part of the seed of Abraham by faith. Abraham paid the tithe not by any written code. It was by faith. God taught him. He told him, I'm establishing something with you. It has something to do with principles. But Abraham, whatever secret it was, Abraham did not say it. He did not write it for us to know it. But I want to expand your mind about the fundamental knowledge of tithe. Today we believe that tithe makes people rich, so we will not pay it. And I give you my tithe. If your tithe could not make you rich, it would not make anybody rich. How can 10% of your income make somebody rich? The Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek God. So if you seek the Lord diligently, he rewards you. A lot of people have said, I'm not worshiping God because of blessing. You know, you don't need to be on that side. God himself is on his side. He is the one who proclaimed that the ones who diligently seek me, I bless them. And he didn't say, I bless them with money. He said, the ones who diligently seek the Lord, he blesses them. There are so many people worshipping God. So many people. The ones who are worshipping God on principles. The ones who are worshipping God by law. The ones who are worshipping God by grace and truth. For the true worshippers shall come and worship God in what? In spirit and in truth. Which one among them has God blessed? He said, I'll bestow the blessing upon Abraham and his seed. If you believe and you enter into that arena, you are a partaker of the blessing. But when you enter into the arena, he says, the blessing of the Lord will flow. But the blessing is contingent upon the obedience of the principles of the promise. Can I say that again? I said, the blessing flowing through your life is contingent. That means it's dependent upon adhering to the principles of the promise. So those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Our Lord Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry said, when he was being challenged and being doubted of by the Jews and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they told him that Abraham is our father, and he says, Abraham is not your father. If Abraham was your father, you would do the works of Abraham. Let's go to the Bible. Let's begin to see in the foundation the works of Abraham. What we heard and saw written of Abraham, that was accounted unto his what? Unto his faith as righteousness. We see Abraham was looking for a city. He was walking in the journey of life, looking for a higher place to dwell. And the Lord told him, rest with your father. I will show you the city. And he was not looking for any city at all by men. He was looking for a city with foundations. Not just a foundation. Usually men, we have one foundation of a whole building. But Abraham was not looking for a building. He was looking for a city. And the whole city is built on foundations. And we are told in the book of Revelation, the foundations of the city, the gate is 12. Foundations. And the maker and the builder of that city is God. So no ordinary city, the city of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wave your hands and say, Father, I thank you for blessing me. Now hear this word. We look at Abraham, the words of Abraham, when he was erecting altar as a memorial, a mark, remembrance, so that God will remember his words. God remember his word he spoke unto him in a promise, as a promise. So that when the children heir, God will remember and do something about it. He set another altar out for worship. These are the words of Abraham. The words of Abraham. He followed the word of the Lord. He went to the land God says, I will give you. Finally, to cut the long story short, Abraham believed God for a child, a seed, an heir to his estate. It was also by the works of Abraham. And the works were by works of faith. It was not works by the law. Because the law was 430 years later. The law was given 430 years later. So Abraham did not have any business with law. Even though his children were the ones who lived under the dispensation of the law. So those are the works of Abraham. At least few of them that we can talk about. Which is tangibly written. So Jesus said, if Abraham were your father, you would do the works of Abraham. So Abraham is not your father. Then we say, who are our fathers? We have not been born. He said, the devil is your father. Why? Because everything God has ordained, you oppose it. So you are a goat. You are not a sheep. For the sheep will hear my voice. It has never changed. Today's generation is the same. As it was in Noah's era, so shall it be in the time of the end. How do we know the time of Noah? When we see the end, what is happening? People disputing about every ordinance of God. Every instruction of God. Even works of faith is put down. Chastised, castigated. We bring it to the swine. And they feed on it. And they are happy for feasting on it. Maro Sifra Hataka. I want you to understand where we are going. So this is the fundamental knowledge of tithes. Now, so you have to see, number one, who gave the tithes, who collected the tithes, for what purpose? When he collected the tithes, he also gave bread and wine. That means there is something that is connected to bread and wine with tithes. Please, we are going somewhere. Zabara Rashata. When I start like this, it means that we are going very deep. Now, the one who collected the tithe also gave bread and wine. That means you cannot give tithe to someone who doesn't give you bread and wine. You know, growing up, somebody would say, I've seen a pastor here on down the street. He's very, very poor and broke, and he's trying to start a ministry. I will give half of my tithe to him, and I'll just go and give half of my tithe to somewhere, the poor people on the street. Well, let's go ahead and you will see it. Everything in the kingdom of God is by instructions. God says this, by your own knowledge, he says, no way, I'm not going to do that. So we'll see whether it is supposed to be so or not. Now, one of the scriptures in the book of the gospel, the epistles, that you must be abreast with about tithe is the book of Hebrews chapter 7. From the verse number 7, he says, without contradiction, the lesser is blessed of the better. When God anoints someone, he raises the person through the wilderness experience and establishes the person and prospers the person, so that he becomes a light or a lamp, a burning light, so that he will give way to everybody that comes around. Now, so if someone has not attained to the status of a burning light, can the person now direct people with his light? He has lighted his candle. He's even guarding it so that no wind will blow it off. Maradabusha. But when you are given a burning lamp, there is a shield, like a glass shield, that covers it. The wind will blow. People will intentionally blow wind, air from their mouth, as to collapse the flame in fire. But the more they blow, the more it burns. That is why when a man of God gets to a level and the people begin to talk about him, and they begin to put down on him, talk about him on radio, TV, everywhere, then he begins to what? Expand. Why? Because it's like they are speaking condemnation, but it becomes a fuel for his lamp. It's a mystery. I said mystery of the Lord. The Bible says, great is the mystery of godliness. Paraba. Even to become godly like God is a mystery. You set them out, so you become more God. Have I not called you gods? Thank you, Lord. We are getting there by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Are you being blessed? So I showed you the book of Genesis chapter 14 from the verse 18 to 23. We went to the book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 1 to what? 5. Where I told you the reason why Cain's offering was rejected was because it was not the first and it was not the best. But Abel gave the Lord the firstlings of his flock. The firstlings, when you're going to give God the first, you give him the best of the first. So he gave him the best and the first of his firstlings. And that he gave authority to the firstborn, the Lord of hosts. So his blessing came. He was accepted. When you are accepted by God, you begin to be blessed. People begin to see the evidence of your blessing. When you are not accepted by God, you see it that you are suffering. You are really working hard. It's like you are working monthly, receiving salary and feeding the bag of holes or the sack of holes. There are many of them, they cannot count for their money. They receive salary and that just 2-3 days, it's gone. And they begin to live a life of borrowing. Right after payday, they are broke and they are in debt. Those are people who are discontented. Those are people who are in debt. They are in a lot of problems. They are in a lot of, pain. They live every day of their lives in pain because they go to men for men, okay, to give them whatever is in them. Because the blessing of God is not upon them. Those are the people who despise the Lord and the things of God. Please, I need you to understand this carefully. Now, when we move to the book of Genesis, chapter number 28 as well, a lot of controversies also comes from there. Because a lot of people are with assertion that, we didn't see anybody pay tithe, so God didn't demand from people. Well, we didn't see many people worship God too. So God will not demand tithe from someone who doesn't worship him. Kadabusha. From Abraham, and the dispensation of Abraham was Isaac. Isaac was taught by his father, it will be erroneous on your part to think that Abraham did not teach Isaac about tithing. Because it is not too much of a essential duty, because it is connected to the blessing of Abraham and his people. Isaac needed to step into the shoes of his father. And it's not everything that the Bible says is contained in the volumes of the Bible. So you will not see these things. God doesn't want to scare anybody with that. As though God is interested in money or your food crops and all that. No. It was an exchange. You give the tithe, I give you bread and wine. Period. And in any case, where was a priest to come and collect the tithe of Isaac? So when you are reading the Bible, the Lord must open your mind up. So when you want to be on the side of critics, you also want to be on the side of what? Realists. The reality is that when you read the Bible, your mind is not dimensional, so you are not able to pinpoint some of the questions that will arise. But when you see like minds and people can throw questions, then you see that you have to go back and study the Word of God again. Because for someone to pay tithe, the person needs a priest to appear. Abraham had gathered his tithe. It's like he knew that Melchizedek was coming. It's not now that Melchizedek came that Abraham began to work to serve his tithe. No. The guy came to collect tithe. That means Abraham had a privilege about Melchizedek coming. And Isaac came. Abraham is dead. Isaac marries. Give birth to one child. Jacob. Now, because of Jacob, we know that Isaac taught Jacob of tithe. Let's go to the book of Genesis 28. I love the word of God. Let people relax. The Lord is coming in his glory. Genesis 28. Now remember the reason why I'm giving you this word, particular scripture. It's because there have been a lot of contentions about this. Now, this was when Jacob had already received the blessing of his father Isaac, because he disguised himself to be Esau and took over the blessing. Now, this is not, Jacob did not sin. Jacob did the right thing according to the standards of knowledge. And according to even the settings of society, you are given the firstborn place, then you sell it for food. But when that blessing comes, you still want to go for it. But you see, wisdom was at work, because the guy sold his food for the firstborn position. Already it was something that was his in the belly, in the womb. That was why when they were coming out, he was holding his heel. And that was the reason why they gave him the name supplanter. That I'm supposed to come first, but you have come. That was their own fight in them. The children not yet born, the Bible said there are two nations in your womb. One I have loved, one I have hated. Why? Because of the activity. You know, God has a pre-knowledge about your life, your destiny. So he saw that Jacob will accept the firstborn situation, but Esau will despise the firstborn. It's God who ordains people to be firstborns. So if you despise your firstborn, you have despised the gift of God. It has to be given to another person. We can't waste that. We can't waste it. You cannot go to Jack House to spend your firstborn blessing with them. You cannot. Because Esau was trying to become a hunter. And when he was hunting for animals, soon he will hunt for people. And that is exactly what Esau's children are doing. Edomites are hunting for human beings. Check throughout the Bible, you will see it. Now please hear this one. The book of Genesis chapter number 28. So when Jacob had received the blessing of the firstborn, the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth, the guy was carrying the hand of God upon him. He could receive prophetic directions and prophetic insight. But it was not translated into any blessing upon the earth. Because he was not moving with the power of blessing according to revelation. He was not adhering to the principles. So I want us to read from the verse number 10. So he came to the house of God. The place was called Bethel. His father anointed that place and erected a tent. Erected an altar there. So that place was a place of worship. So Jacob found himself there by revelation, and he prayed unto God. And he vowed that now I don't have anything. But when you help me, and I go, and I'm coming back successfully, my life is intact, everything that you give me and I get, by the anointing, I will give also 10th part. Because he saw his father do it. So, the people give the excuse that we didn't see Isaac pay tithe. Like, we saw only Jacob one time. It's because not every aspect of their lives was recorded. Did you see how Jacob was having his sexual affair with his wife? Did you see it in the Bible? Please, is it recorded? You only see Jacob had 12 sons. This one gave birth to this. This one. They didn't tell you the time, the date. Why don't you request for that? You see? Please, am I talking to somebody here? Why don't you request for that information? Why don't you request for the daily activity of Jesus Christ on the earth? The Bible says there are things he did is not even recorded because the Bible, the world cannot contain the books. You see, when somebody doesn't want to do something God has instructed, that is the excuses they give. Instead of studying the Bible and doing what is in the Bible that is positive, they will be searching for the errors of positivity. That is the problem of the church. So there are ministers who are opposing the agenda of God because they don't understand it. And once you are looking for that, that is all the only one the devil will help you find. Because the Spirit of God that wrote the Bible by the inspiration of men, the holy men of God. But you want to set the opposite side, the devil will lead you well. Why don't you pray to the Holy Spirit, fast and pray that Holy Spirit, do we pay tithe? And he will speak to you and say, okay, pay it. There are things I'm practicing in my ministry that nobody taught me. It's the Holy Ghost that taught me. Jesus. Because I was working, but I was suffering. Anointed, but suffering. I wanted the difference between the anointing that works and the anointing that suffers. And he showed me. From that day, I parted company with the anointing that suffers. Receive the same anointing in Jesus' name. The anointing that prospers is what you have received. Now, because I read the Bible and the portion of the Bible in the book of John, chapter number 2, verse number 27. And he said, the anointing which you have received abides in you. Abides in you. Then I came to the 20th and he says, the anointing which you have received that is upon you causes you to know all things. If I know all things, how must I suffer? So the Lord made me understand that what you know and practice, you are positioned to receive. So I began to know by him. Practice. A lot of people will hear me and fight. He's a young man. He's a small boy. That is not my problem. That is all. There is no certification in this world that disadvantage a young man from being blessed. The biggest problem of my critics is because he's so young, but he's on TV permanently. He's there. Who is praying for him? It's none of your business. If you humble yourself and come, I will teach you what I know. Are you hearing my point, somebody? The how is not a problem. How come he's there? Is it written in the book that only 65 years can be on TV? Am I opening somebody's mindset here? Because you fight everything that is with God. I practice everything that is with God. Now when God blesses me, and then you have been fighting it, you come again to fight the one who is following what God has said. And when I'm teaching them, they will not keep quiet and listen. They will be fighting it. And they will be announcing to their people, don't follow that boy. Do you know why? They've seen that if they are not careful, you will come and follow me and you will be blessed. And I say, you will be what? Blessed. Eternally blessed. Yes. You will be connected so deeply to God. Yes. And you will be given the partners of the earth. Yes. Somebody, you are not receiving me. You are blessed in Jesus' name. So this one doesn't amount to fight. It amounts to research. Amen. I am not an achiever. I'm a receiver. Hey, yeah, 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 kabaya. They are achievers. As per the many years they've been in ministry, they have achieved. But I came to receive. Glory! I do the things my father said to do. And then he releases them and I receive. The Bible said Jesus, he came to the earth and he received honor and glory. He didn't achieve, he received. I know how to receive. Paul said, I know how to receive and abound, and I know how to go to be abased. Amen? Amen. Yeah, I don't abase, so I receive only. I'm a receiver. I am not an achiever. I'm a receiver. Men look for achievers. God look for receivers. Why? Because in achieving, you need a long time to achieve. In receiving, it's a miracle. You just position yourself by faith to receive. Listen. You know, so the people talk about, I am this age, I've not, you know, I'm this age, even with this age, even we have been around and all that. You are an achiever. Leave me to receive. Amen? And when you are receiving, it means that you recognize that you have a father. And you must be obedient to the father so that you can what? Receive. It only speaks of one thing. This is just a position between receiving and achievement. Which one is which? Which one do you abide? Where do you abide? So if you are here, this is what you get. If you are there, you receive, and this is what you can do. So receivers do. Achievers want to make. They want to put on top of what the Lord has. No, I don't confuse myself. I'm a receiver and I'm a doer. When I hear the word, I do it and I receive it. Period. Amen? That is what the word of God says. If you like check the Bible, you see the dispensation we are in. When you see something which is a revelation in the word of God, believe it, do it, and receive. That is why I fast and pray and thank God for receiving. And I receive. And anybody that I teach that principle, you must surely receive. Are you hearing me, somebody? The blessing of tithe is also in that wise. I receive the blessing. He said, try me in this if I will not open the windows of heaven unto you. If I want to be receiving, I have to stop doubting. I have to be faithful in it. I have to have faith first of all. Be faithful in it. And then receive. Many of us sometimes we do something for God, but we don't position ourselves to receive. He told you what he doesn't like when you come to his altar or when you come to his house. It blocks you from receiving. Don't do them. Having problems with people. I don't talk to this one. I don't talk to that one. I don't talk to this one. Offending people. He said, you shall not receive. The second class of people, he says, if you doubt, you are like that wave of the sea, tossed with the wind to and fro. Let not that man think. God is saying it. He shall receive anything from the Lord. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. And then you hear the word of God and begin to doubt. And still say, but I didn't receive anything. Even though I did it. You doubted it. He that doubts cannot receive from God. Even though he did it. So when you are a receiver, you learn about how to receive. And that's faith. So every day I study the scriptures of faith. I build my faith to receive. I am talking to receivers. If you are a receiver, you work by faith, by grace. Everything that has happened, the people will ask you, how did you do it? By faith and grace. This is grace. I believed it. It happened. So I received it. You are receiving finances in Jesus' name. There are those who will declare words in the church. The prophetic word is powerful. The Lord is speaking. He's planting seed of the spirit in their spirit so they can bear it. But they will not receive it. Why? Because they don't believe in it. It is not a mere formality. It's something you believe inside of you. And then the expression follows. To meet the word of God for planting. Then you walk and manifest it. Period. So I'm a receiver. When you want to go into the world, you can see the magazines and all that. They've listed the achievers. The receivers always will beat them. Please, are you hearing my point? Good. So in the book of Genesis, chapter 28, Jacob also wanted to receive. Now let's go to the apostle. Let's read it. It is a very nice story. Let's start from the verse number 10 to the verse number 22. Just pay attention with your word. Open up your Bible and receive.
Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran.
Yes.
So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night.
Yes.
Because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac.
That's the signature. I am the Lord God of Abraham your father. So Jacob will be steady. He knows his grandfather. He's heard the stories about his grandfather. In fact, he was born a baby before his father died. So he knows that this my grandfather was a great man. He was rich and toasted. He competed with nations. Nations called him to rescue them. He was like the modern day America. A superpower. One man. A powerful man. Nobody crowned him. Came. It was God. He received it. He went to meet the kings of Canaan. But he became a big king. God introduced Abraham to the people of Egypt as a prophet. He was a priest. He was carrying his altar. Why? Because wherever Abraham got to, God had made Abraham as an altar. So he told the king, give him gifts. He will pray for you to be healed. If that story didn't come, and we're teaching about the fact that Abraham was what? Healing people. People wouldn't have believed. But for that story, we know that Abraham prayed for someone to be healed. And not any ordinary person, a king. For that matter, a king. A pagan king. He had a lot of gods. They couldn't heal him. Because the plague came from God. And the people said, it is from a high profile God. I loved that when you are reading the Egyptian story of when the plague came and they tried to remove the plague and it wasn't happening. The report they gave to Pharaoh said, This one is coming from a high profile God. The Lord God Almighty has sent for his hands against us, Pharaoh. We can't do anything about it. We have to submit. When your God, the representative of your God, tell you submit. So I wonder why Pharaoh was still trusting them. But when he calls Moses, no incantations, Moses will just stretch for the rod and it will happen. And the rod is a symbol of the word of God. When they call you, just speak the word. It will happen. It happened. Amen?
Amen.
People will do incantations, but you just stretch for the rod and the thing will happen. And they will say, wow. So Moses, the people say, we'll not do it again. Moses will do it again. Plagues will come. Then they will come, call Moses and beg. They will call his magicians again. Do something about this one. Ask for this one. Do something. He will pay them, give them all the necessary things. They will try and try and say, this one can't go. Call Moses. The king will submit and say, wow. Moses, come. I will obey what you are saying. But remove it first. I will obey. Something that the people have used weeks to try, they could not. Moses stretched for the hand. It happens. The difference of power. You carry that power.
Yeah.
In this grace dispensation, he says, I'll give you the rod. Now, the rod budded because the rod grows. That's why you grow in the word. Grow in grace. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You grow. Say, I grow.
I grow.
Now, Apostle, read on for me. I'm going to show you mysteries in the word. Thank you, Lord.
Verse 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said,
yes.
I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father.
Yeah.
And the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants.
Okay.
Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth.
Okay.
You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east.
You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east. Okay.
To the north and the south.
And to the north and the south. That means where he was the center. Because you shall spread abroad to the four corners of the earth. The north, the west, and the east. The north and the south. That means the place must be a center. Please understand the word. Okay, let's go ahead.
And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
And in you and your what?
Seed.
Again, seed again. And in you and your seed. So the fathers of our faith, the foundation of Christianity, when you want to talk about Christianity, it has a foundation too. And the foundation are these three fathers. And every one of them, including the Lord Jesus himself, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These were the people who were promised lands, cities, inheritance. Because land contains a lot of things. Forests, rivers, gold, luxuries. It contains a lot. And the land was flowing with milk and honey. That's what God said. It contains everything. Now, let's go. Let's see something. I want to show you something. Yes.
Verse 15. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
Okay.
And will bring you back to this land.
And will bring... So, wherever you go from here, I will still bring you back. So, he was giving Jacob a clue that there will be something about going some places. But I will bring you back. Understand the fundamental knowledge of what? Going to Egypt. Scattering them and bring them back. Now, here, let's go ahead.
For I'll not leave you until I've done what I've spoken to you.
So, this one, he said, is forever. I will not leave you until I've done what I have spoken to you. So, the integrity of his word. He said, I will do it. It doesn't matter what you do. I will still perform my word. I will not leave you. Even though you may leave me, I will not forsake you until I have done what I have spoken unto you. Now, let's go ahead. Measuring the integrity of his word.
Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said,
yes.
Surely the Lord is in this place.
Surely the Lord is in this place.
And I did not know it.
And I did not know it.
And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place?
Okay.
This is none other than the house of God.
This is none other than the house of God. Let's go ahead. Let's read it on. Read on.
And this is the gate of heaven.
And this is the gate of heaven. Because God is here. There's a covenant of God here. Now let's go ahead.
Then Jacob rose early in the morning.
Okay.
And took the stone that he had put at his head.
Yes.
Set it up as a pillar.
Yes.
And poured oil on top of it.
And poured
oil
on top of
it.
It was no law. It was faith. Who taught him to use oil? His father was a prophet. Isaac was a prophet. Jacob too was ordained a prophet. They received the inheritance spiritually. Jacob literally did not receive any physical inheritance. It was a spiritual power he received. When he went to Laban, his uncle, he recognized the anointing on him. He says, everything you touch is a blessing. But the things he was blessing was not his. He was applying the blessing upon somebody who is a worldly person. It's the same thing today. We go to the world to work with our anointings for their companies to rise. When they get to a level, they despise us and they suck you. You work hard for the company to achieve. But you have to understand something, that as you are working hard and working smart in a company, you are learning of the processes. Because God is training you to establish your own for a legacy. And when you start it, you put the anointing on your own and he blesses the work of your hands. It may be somebody's work, but God will bless it because you are the one working there. Please, I need you to understand this. Very, very important. Apostle, read on for me.
Verse 19.
Yeah.
And he called the name of that place Bethel.
And he called the name of that place Bethel.
But the name of that city had been Luz previously.
Okay, good. Yes, then, let's go ahead.
Then Jacob made a vow, saying,
yes,
if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I'm going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I've set as a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. Amen.
He will give a tenth to who?
The Lord.
So it was necessary for him to locate a priest. That story, continuation, how he gave it, we didn't know. The priest that God sent to him, we did not know. But hear this one. Where he went to lie down, the book of Genesis. Let's go to his father's story. The book of Genesis chapter 12, verse number 7 and 8.
Genesis 12, 7 and 8.
Yes, sir.
Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said,
yes,
to your descendants I will give this land.
Okay.
And there he built an altar to the Lord.
Yes.
Who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel.
Yes.
And he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east.
So he pitched his tent on the east of Bethel, not the east of the earth, the east of Bethel. So when you talk about Bethel, the east of it. Jacob is now saying that the place that I have laid my head is called Bethel. His father was not there, but how did he know that place was the Bethel? And he said, this is the house of God. Let's see what Abraham did there. He pitched his tent there. He did something. What did he do?
There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
He built an altar to the Lord, and there he did what?
He called on the name of the
Lord. So that place was what? The altar there was an altar to call upon the name of the Lord. It was not the previous altar that he had erected for what? For a memorial. That was a place to call upon the name of the Lord for worship. So anybody that went to the place, it was a place which was called the house of God. So Jacob was right when he says, I have been in the house of God and I didn't know. At the later time, Bethel became the house of God when the Israelites settled on the land of Canaan from Egypt. The place they were going to Bethel to worship. The notable places they went to worship, Shiloh, Bethel. Do you understand it? That is where the meaning comes from. So they built on ancient landmarks which have been covenanted with God. That is why some of the people, they just enter a prophetic dimension because of what their fathers have laid. What their mothers have laid. It's a legacy of the spirit. Sometimes it's very sad when people's mothers were busy sowing to men of God, taking care of them. Others' mothers were going to shrines and killing their friends. So others, when they close their eyes in the evening, they see angels visiting and ascending and descending. Others, when they close their eyes and sleep, they see spirits sleeping with them. Two covenants. Which one do you prefer? But if any man be in Christ, he's a new, the old covenant is passed away. Whatever covenant your mother, father had with them is passed away. So the knowledge they brought to the house, that you know that this knowledge came from the shrine, discard it. You cannot be a new man in Christ Jesus and still following the knowledge of the ancient of your gods. It can't be possible. As for our family, when this festival comes, gang, and the festival is suggested from the evil spirit, evil will. So, you are born again, but you are still following the knowledge of what? The old way. And the Bible says you are again in bondage. You have entangled yourself again in bondage. The Bible says it. Do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So after being born again, you can go yourself and entangle yourself again. That is what patterns of a bloodline comes from. What they believed, what has limited them, then you follow the same thing. As for our family, when we die, we put us in a coffin facing down. So when I die, you are a born again Christian. You will be afflicted by the same spirit that afflicted your father. Because your great grandfather brought it. That is the reason. That is the obvious reason. There's no other reason. Because if any man be in Christ, you are a new creation. These things
ought not to be so in your life. But it is happening. Why? Because of your ideology of the same principle in the family. As well as family. There are people who walk slowly. They say, my father walked like that. Learn how to walk faster. Everything. There are people, they are married. They are married. But you see, in their family, their great-grandfather used to like some food, particular food, suggested by the gods. So they were feeding the gods with it. So eventually they loved it. That is the food he forces the wife. You don't know how to do it. You are not a good wife. Abba. The wife will cook continental dishes. She doesn't like. The wife will do vegetables. She doesn't like. He won the ideology. He doesn't know where it came from. So when he sleeps, somebody is feeding him with konkonte. He doesn't understand it. There's somebody who told me, prophet, I slept and I saw that I was being given fufu and palm nut soup as communion wine. You I'm telling you. How much you remember this vision? They were being fed with fufu and palm nut soup as communion wine in the church. He found himself in a church strangely where nobody, he didn't know anybody in that particular church. That's the church of the devil. That's the synagogue of the devil. And they were feeding each of them. They would come and collect the fufu and then the abengwine. Such a vision. How can you not have it? You will have it. Because you, when your great grandfather, he loved abengkwan with the oil on top of it, srochi. That's the same thing you like, mami, asiaho, kanzono. Amen. Lay the foundation for me, and plaster it with oil for me. That's the only one that will make your spirit happy. Woe unto your wife when he wants to be your doctor. This is not good for you. I will not give you. Slap. So you are entangled again with the yoke of bondage because of your own ideology. I pray someone is delivered today from this in Jesus' name. Yes. Of course, I'm not saying that everything that they are doing is wrong. No, that's not what I'm saying. No, that is not what I'm saying. I say we can only come here and pray in our home here on only Tuesdays. And I say, why? I want to do it on Thursday. You say, no, we will not agree. I said, Thursday, period. I will not get time. Why? Because I will not accept the demands of your gods. I will change it. Why not any other day? I will change it. There are many people have established companies. On the day they are going to worship, they give you holiday. They are gods. On the day you will worship, they say, come to work. Take your business. I will go to my God. Because my soul is important than what I will wear. Why, if I believe that God is not a static God, he can give me a better job. If I have that faith, that is when I denounce your own, I will get it. But if I want to still be in bondage, a yoke of bondage, I will still be there. Don't fix your things there. There are many lecturers. They know that students will go to church. They will still fix quizzes, exams on Sundays. And their intention in that will not allow you to go to church. You are digging your own graves. And somebody is a Christian. You are doing the same thing. You are not a Christian. You don't champion the cause of Christ. You champion the cause of your certificate. In the day of judgment, bring your certificate. Let's decide where you will go. Thank you, Lord. Please, am I talking to somebody? People, it's a blessing to even be sick. Or be sick and find a place where somebody can help you. Sometimes you are sick. The doctor that will help you, who is skillful, specialist in your area, your people will not take you there. They will rush you to a place where the people will add more pain to you. By the time you get to the place where it will be good, they say, it is already condemned. So sometimes you don't know. You see, in your calamity days, you don't decide for yourself. Others will decide for you. You see a man who was rich.
Today, and water is coming from one side.
Somebody will feed you and decide for you. But in your time when you were a strong man, use your strength for good things. Use your mouth for good things. There are people that don't know anybody. They are driving. They insult everybody on the road. Driving, it's not somebody's... Listen, driving, is it some... Have we manufactured cars? Show me who is a professional driver. So we all make mistakes on the road, don't we? He has made a lot of mistakes. When somebody makes small mistakes, they insult. But you don't know the person in that car, what he represents. There was a day we were driving on the street, and a young man with a car went to insult an older man. Not knowing that man was an occultic person. And he blocked the road and parked his car on the road and was angry. Got down of the car, went on the young man. Do you know me? Do you know who I am? He was going. So I was like the fourth or fifth car. So I came into the other people's lane small to check. When I saw my eyes open, I saw that this man was going to unleash something upon this man. Then I also just put my hand on the on the stop, and then I went to the place. So when I went to the place, and initially the young man was exchanged because he was big, he had muscles. But the man was holding things, and there was some star, black stars chained on something. The guy didn't see all this, it was inside of his clothes. He's big. He's blocked the road, and he was telling the guy that when we got closer, we heard him telling the guy that, you have blocked your life forever. You are speaking it over and over again. And stretching some kind of thing, some small bar. Boom. Stretching it upon a young man. In the street. This rich place. You know everybody that is rich? So immediately I got, I told the young man, kneel down and beg him. Apologize, because it's not my matter. You have offended him. Kneel down and beg him. So he knelt down. The guy was, I said, kneel down. I said, kneel down. Do you know me? Do you know who I am? Kneel down. You don't go to church. Okay, go kneel down. Beg this man. So he knelt down. And the man, he's begging you. The man saw me. I said, he's begging you. He's apologizing to you. Everybody makes mistakes. He has made a mistake. The same way you made a mistake. You will see. And I'm saying that, hey, now I stand here and I release you from the curses of this man. Go. And don't do this. Go and find blind people and give them. He was looking at my father. I said, look at you. I said, go and find blind people and give it to them. Young people have come. So you see that from today as you are going, they use you for sacrifice. Crash! Bang! The other day, just here, people were in a bench, some slick bench. Fire stepped into the bench. They all got out. It bent down. From that day, once that car is bent, I was passing through the place. I was asking the Lord, what is the mission behind? He said, they will not be able to buy a car again for the rest of their lives. Your children will come the same way. Your children will come. Who bend until we are there till the kingdom come? You see, there are things people do, you don't know about it. Listen, I help people a lot in my community. You get there, people have done things on the junction. I will stop there. That's why I have oil all the time in my car. I will stop there and release the people of that community from that case. Praise God. Somebody said, then I'll come and take you to my community. And then in every assignment, you know. Look at you. You look at how many you are. So there are things people do. Listen. There was a day I was watching one of the TVs, Kofi TV also. And there was this man who is like, he's in between mad and not mad. Like, have you seen anything? And in the night, people go to him to give them directions. Did you watch it? In the night, in the middle of the night, big people with cars,
Range Rovers and all, they park there. And the man who is actually at a corner where he has parked a lot of filthy things, give them, he becomes normal and give them that. What do you think that spirit will be? You will spend it, it has expired it. After spending it, you have put your children and all your generation in bondage. You see, mad spirits will come. All the mad people around, where do you think they come from? And today they catch them to the anchor pool and the rest, so you don't see them. Where do you think they come from? They come from such greed. The spirit that has possessed him is not mad during the night. God did not create any mad spirits. But the devil has located some of the demons to be mad for him for the time. And they make people insane. It's an affliction. You have put affliction upon your generations forever because of this stupidity. There are people who have been introduced to several kinds of worship. They don't know it. But woe unto their children giving birth to. The children they are giving birth to is their problem. Any worship you go and they kill sheep, goat, and sacrifice it to an altar, they have spirits backing the worship. So they give the blood to spirits. We come here. You are buying sheep and goat and cows. We come here. Nobody buys sheep and goat. We just give to the altar. You say, I don't like that one. It's not fast. I don't have time for faith. But where you went to, they scare you and you have the faith of fear. So you are doing it out of fear. But it has a time. All those evil stuff. Do you know that the power of God has come upon this Ghana and this Africa and this world to release people from that? I prophesy, your children are released from this. Some of the women, their husbands, they don't know what they do. In the night, they don't sleep, they go. They are putting your children in bondage. Stand and pray. The Bible says your children are sanctified because of you. Even though your husband is a pagan, you are sanctified because you are a Christian. So stand up midnight and also pray. Battle for the life of your children. Because after you are gone, you will be seeing your children from your grave and you wonder. They are suffering. They are working, but they are suffering. Thank you, Jesus. The ancient landmarks. So this tight dispensation of Jacob, how did he learn it? From his father, of course. He went to the same place. The Spirit of God led him to the same place to make the vow that when I go and come back, now I don't have anything, but when I go and come back, whatever I have, I will pay the tithe. Now, considering how blessed Jacob was, and he worshiped God, and God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You also want to be blessed. But you say, I'm not doing it. Yet you, apart from the covenant of promise with Jesus Christ that you have entered, you don't have any financial covenant with God as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That went to nations and their president and their kings gave them things and they prayed for them. You, even White House bodyguard, they will not give you. Because you have not done anything deserving of. You have not received any kind of grace. Even your own Ghana here. If you are not careful and you park your car close to the presidency, the way soldiers will beat you. That favor, you don't have it. You too, you speak against divine ordinances. The generation is suffering because they've raised their hands and their mouth against God. Haven't you seen the young people now? They will, and the president says, no demonstration. You better go to hell to do demonstration. He says, no. We are in COVID. Is it not COVID? Please, is it not COVID? There's COVID. I know they will unleash attacks on me when they hear this. But I'm telling you that is the response of the president. Is it my response? Have I done press conference? Am I the president of the nation? Good ahead. And you are coming to insult me on top of it. You don't even know me. You don't know the altar I carry. Well, it's up to you. Open your mouth. Open your mouth wide and I'll feel it. Say the Spirit of God. I pray that you have understanding of these things. Please, who doesn't understand here? What I'm talking about. I bring all these things so that you can remember. I create humor. You remember. Who is not a tither here? You didn't believe in it. So no way, it's not me. On yesterday, somebody sent Apostle a message. I will let him read that testimony. He said, God bless you, man of God. Since I started listening to you, my life has transformed. My family has transformed. Because I now understood and I started paying my tithe and I've seen the results. You need to have the faith before. This is a great testimony. It's on your phone, right? Let them bring it to you. You read it for the people of God. It's an amazing testimony. It's an amazing testimony. He followed the word of God, and this is what God has done for him. So, in the book of Genesis chapter 28, verse 22, about Jacob, he paid the tithe. It was not for dispute. So he said, oh, it is only Jacob. Jacob gave birth to the 12 sons. Look at their story. How they put away their deliverer, the first, and they all went into bondage. It's an example. He was the firstborn of the loved woman. So when you put him into bondage, because the love of the father has already been established in him, you also go into bondage. So they have to go into bondage. So they themselves put themselves in bondage. But God says, I will not leave you until my word is fulfilled. Now the word was, when the seed comes, what the seed says is what we follow. Moses prophesied and said, God will raise up a man like myself, a prophet like myself. Who is the seed? Him you shall hear in all matters. And it shall be that anyone, any soul that will not hear and hearken to him, shall be what? Cut off from their people. That's what Moses said. That is the proclamation of Moses. It was quoted by Peter in the book of Acts. Any man who shall not hear him shall be cut off. So when the seed comes, what the seed says is what we follow. When the seed came, he never spoke against that. He said, he quoted the book of two scriptures in the Bible. The book of Amos and Hosea. Hosea 6:6. He said, what I want you to do is justice, judgment, and love. You have neglected these issues. All you are concerned about is tithe. So when we come to the church, you pay a tithe of mint, but you refuse to render justice to the poor women. You refuse to render justice to the widows. The contributions to the widows you have neglected. So when Apostle Peter, when the church of Jesus was established in Jerusalem, and Apostle Peter became the head, now, there were now seven tables. When I say tables, all the poor people in the church who have received Jesus Christ, who were poor widows and poor people and orphans, the people who were rich among them were bringing their goods, money and food and all that. And they were doing farming and feeding them on daily and weekly basis. So, the church that Peter pioneered began to prosper. And the Bible said they prospered and did not lack anything. Because they went back to do the word of the Lord. They went back to do the word of the Lord. There was no camera put on them when they were doing it. Well, as you can see, we are giving him a check of 1,000 Ghana cedis. Go and... Do you know why they do that? So that when people see, they will see that, oh, you give to the poor. So then they will also give to you. It is carnal way of appealing for funds. Now, money is given as offerings and gifts to the church and donations by the inspiration of God. That is the one that is sanctified. Otherwise, somebody goes to kill their mother and bring it because you are giving donation. You want to just give it. So in a carnal way, our mindset is what we are using, not the Spirit of God. Not the Spirit of God. This ministry takes up a lot of people.
I don't even know their names. I don't even want to know. There are few of them that by chance something happens and then apostle will bring and they will talk about it. And then he said, so, prophet, what do we do? I said, go and think about it with your team. Whatever that is deemed faithful, the person, do it. There is a budget set for that purpose. So any trouble anybody gives to the altar, the percentage that goes to the poor is given. Of what that is set aside is given. And others that people themselves individually every month. Today I receive a ministration for someone. The Lord says, he's doing very well. I want to really, he's asking me for speed. But every month let him connect to I Care. It's a word I received today for someone specifically. It may be a specific thing for someone who has requested. Maybe you too. You have not yet asked, but you need it. In this 7 months, they are coming to do one of their major, supplies. They are going out to do it. Arms. On the streets, everywhere, they are going to do it. They can record or whatever for their own accounting system. But woe unto them when it appears anywhere. I close down that chapter. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. When I close it down and you have power, fight with me. Thank you, Lord. I have something too. You have mouth, me too, I have power. I'm joking. But I just want to tell you that that thing is not good. I just want to give to this one. And then sometimes they are the ones presenting, they are putting the camera themselves and they will post it. Then they put it there. You know, it's good to do good. You have been eating your own money. Look at you. Hypocrisy. So that's what you wanted to say. Don't ever. There are many of us, we will never give alms unless they are capturing us on social media. He said, what about this prophet? Do you know what the Lord instructed him to do? I have not been instructed that way like him, so I will not do it. The Bible says we are liberty to do all things, but not all things are what? Helpful. Because some things will help you. So if the Bible says it's not helpful, I will not do it to cut off my help. Wave your hands and say, Father, thank you for establishing me. In Jesus' name. Amen. So now this is the fundamental knowledge. Having explained to you what sanctified tithe, that God says, give me the 10th and let the rest of the 90 be sanctified for you. You are at liberty to eat it anywhere you want. Now, I will go into the law next week. Okay, next week I'll go into the law. And I will show you in the law. So I will show you tithe under the law of commandment. We are not supposed to follow anything in the law. I'll show you several kinds of things under the law. I'll show you the establishment of tithe under the law. Right from the second year of the exodus of the people of Israel, they began to pay tithe. Do you know that? I'm giving you the accurate timing. Right from the second year of the exodus of the people of Israel from Egypt. When I say exodus, that means the experience of walking out in the wilderness. They began to pay tithe. They were instructed by Moses to pay tithe. And I'll give you that particular kind of scripture. And I'll give you all the insight into the revealed truth. So you understand. The tithing they paid under festivals. There was a special tithing they did under festivals. There were tithing they did for orphans and widows. And sojourners, and for themselves. It was under the dispensation of the law. It was because of something that happened. We are not obliged to do the same. We are not encouraged to do the same, no. Because we are not under the dispensation of the law. Tithe is paid by faith in Christ Jesus. Period. There were special tithe in the day. I will talk about it in the book of Amos, the prophet.
So I'll talk about all the special kind of tithing. There were tithing, the special tithing they did in 3 years. 3 years, every 2 years. Some of them they did yearly. And the yearly one, they were told that they pay tithe every month. When the moon appears, they pay tithe. When the moon ends, they pay tithe. When the moon appears, they gather. The moon, they were paying tithe on basis of harvest. As well, they pay tithe. Now, I will show you that particular one under the dispensation of tithe. So you know that anybody who is commanding you in those specifics is a law. You don't need to do it. You will not get blessing. By the teach of the law, no man shall be justified. So you will not be justified to receive from God if you are following the law. But if you pay tithe by faith, like Melchizedek appeared and gave the tithe, he collected the tithe, gave the bread and wine. That is why the one who is feeding you the word is the one you pay your tithe to. He feeds you with the spirit. He feeds you with the word. The one who pours the spirit of God upon you. He's the one you pay your tithe to. He's giving you bread and wine. Period. The bread and wine signifies the death, burial, resurrection, and the supply of the spirit of Jesus Christ. Period. Amen. He's the one you pay your tithe to. I will show you all those various principles in the word of God. Under the dispensation of the law. Now I have time. And so I want to be showing you a lot of things. I'm going gradual. Are you understanding this? And tithe is not, we are not supposed to call you in front here and be laying hands on you and all that. No. Let the rest stretch put your hands on them and pray for them. To actually cause the rest who are not paying it to feel guilty. We don't do that. Tithe boxes at the back. If you want to pay by understanding, go there and pay. Write your name on top of the envelope. You don't even need to write the amount. Or you can write on a sheet of small paper the amount and put it in. Note, clergy. Because if the clergy that takes it, they are the ones, they have the ordinance of the Lord to do it. And they are not Levites. Because the priesthood has changed. I will go there. I will show you things. Listen, people say, let the Levite come and pay my tithe. You are joking. You are ignorant. So ignorant. Big time ignorant. You are like a villager of the word of God. You dwell in the peripheries when it comes to the word of God. Amen? Are you hearing my point, somebody? So let the Levite come before I pay my tithe. Then you are not a Christian, you are under the law. Maybe you are the son of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. You are one of the tribes. So you are a prophet, I'm a Jew, I don't need grace. Even the Jewish, the Lord, he has broken them until they will receive Jesus. What are you talking about? Understanding is all that matters. The one who has understanding becomes wise but simple. I release this grace upon you, somebody. Receive to prosper. My Father, you are the one who told me to teach them. Father, they went out and they preached the word of God. And you, the Lord, you went with them, confirming the words they spoke with signs and wonders following. You have sent me. But you have also instructed me, John, teach them about tithes and offerings. If it is you, confirm your word with signs and wonders following. Yes. I thank you that your word is being confirmed with signs and wonders following. Yes. As they are obedient, and many of them who have been obedient, consistent with this, let the flow happen to them.
Amen.
Let the windows of heaven open.
Amen.
Pour out a blessing. There will not be room enough to receive.
Amen.
A blessing that there will not be room enough to receive.
Amen.
And also, Father, rebuild the devourer for their sake.
Amen.
I rebuild the devourer for your sake.
Amen.
I rebuild the sorceress.
Amen.
I rebuild the perjurers.
Amen.
I rebuild the adulteress.
Amen.
I rebuild the adulteress.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The wage exploiters.
Amen.
The wage earners exploiters.
Amen.
I rebuild them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Be favored.
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 Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
As the Lord bless the people who by faith pay tithe and honor God with their tithe, so also honor your people.
Yes.
Because they've been obedient to your word.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Open your mouth and begin to give thanks unto God.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.